Senior golf writer will be joining us here in just a little bit, and we'll talk about the Masters coming up. By the way, your first chance for Caddy Smack will come up next Wednesday. Looking forward to bringing you that, talking some golf with you on the program next Wednesday. Valero Open going on right now. Opening day on the south side of Chicago going on right now. White Sox with a 6-4 lead. That one has gone to the top of the fifth inning as they lead at least the best team record-wise in baseball right now, the Seattle Mariners. We got baseball coming your way tonight. Twins and the Phillies from Philadelphia will join up with that one at 7 o'clock. They'll get that one underway at about 6:15 tonight. That'll be on 107.5 FM. And coverage of the Women's Final Four will join up at 7 o'clock with Game 1 at halftime. And then that will be, I know Baylor's playing in Game 1, and then Game 2 is UConn-Notre Dame, I believe. So it must be Baylor-Oregon. The battle of the green and gold teams going at it for the first game tonight. And then the men's Final Four coming your way tomorrow right here on KGYM. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And you mentioned baseball. Cedar Rapids Colonels getting their season off. Now, not so good a note, but there is 139 more to go, right? And we're going to give you a chance to win Colonel tickets coming up.
Very much so. We will have your chance to win those here in just a little bit. See, the Colonels take on Kane County coming up next week. Yeah, not a great start to the year. 10-2 win for Peoria last night. And Colonels will try it again. 139 more times, and that includes tonight at 6:30 out of Perfect Game Field, Veterans Memorial Stadium. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night, though. First one of the year, so you can bring your old mug, you can get a new mug, and they'll fill it up for you for the rest of the year for a nice low price, and see all the smiling people at Z102.9 that will have that.
Promises to be a nice weekend as well.
Oh, going to be a good weekend. Good enough to get out in the links, I think, huh?
Mm.
Get a little yard work done and get out on the links.
I like one of those two.
Yeah. Well, one of them is a necessity. The other one is kind of something that you offer yourself after you've done some yard work. So we'll see how that plays out. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Northeast and Cedar Rapids. Make your plans to head on over there as well. They're locally owned and operated. Third Base, where you're practically home. So yesterday on the program, Mark.
Yes.
We were chock full yesterday. Right at the end of the show, Tyler Cook made his announcement, and then it was backed up. Rob Howe, who will be on again with Alex today on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, they'll be filling in. And Rob confirmed that with Coach Fran McCaffrey yesterday during the program, that Tyler Cook will not be back for the Iowa basketball team, will hire an agent, is going to go and extend his career after the collegiate level. Whether that is in the NBA, and we wish Tyler the best for that, or the G League, or somewhere in Europe, whatever the case may be, he's going to try it. And best of luck to him out there. Also, Lindell Wigginton, at about 3:40 yesterday, made his decision that he is going to hire an agent. He will not be back, it sounds like, for the Iowa State Cyclones. So Iowa and Iowa State going to look different next year. We knew that was going to be the case. It is the case every year, obviously, with people graduating and whatnot. Iowa State, I think, bitten a little bit more by the early departure bug than the Hawkeyes are. But interesting to take a look at and just talk about. And we encourage you to join us at 319-366-1600. The Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line available. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. With Kyle out today, we encourage you to use the text line here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, from my standpoint, it's an individual decision, plain and simple. Whether it's Tyler Cook or Talen Horton Tucker or Lindell Wigginton or any of the dozens, and you've got the list, the dozens of individuals who are declaring for the NBA draft, and most of whom will not get drafted. And we can opine about whether we think it's a wise decision for Tyler Cook to go, whether he will get drafted. Go ahead and weigh in if you have an opinion. But I think the larger question, and as far as Cook goes, I think he's just, he's had it with college basketball. And there comes a point where you just want to see what's at the next level, move on. Even though Iowa should have a good team next year, he's not going to be a part of it. And I think the larger question, not only at Iowa, but also Iowa State, but in particular at Iowa, what is this team going to look like? Who does that open up a starting spot for? Who does it open up more playing time for? Because Cook has been in the lineup for 3 years.
He has been.
And what's that do to the rotation? I'm sure Fran will figure that out. He's got some ideas. I think that's the larger question.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts are welcome. I would agree with you. Now, you take a look at Tyler Cook, and a terrific player. No doubt about it. Now, Tyler had his detractors. Everybody has their detractors when you come in. If you recall back 3 years ago, Fran McCaffrey was shouting from the mountaintop as far as Tyler Cook's ability and what he could do at the University of Iowa. And very good career. Was it a fantastic career? I guess that remains to be seen. How does Iowa fit the pieces that they have next year to try to alleviate the departure of Tyler Cook? Well, you got Cordell Pemsel coming in. Very much back to the basket player like Tyler Cook was. You got Jack Nungy. Jack Nungy was more of a mid-range guy his first year, but has put on 20 pounds. And I think with that in mind, Fran McCaffrey wants to get him on the inside as well next year. Ryan Kreener is going to be back. Luka Garza is going to be back. Garza can step out. He can shoot that occasional three. A lot of mid-range stuff that Luka Garza can do. I don't think Iowa is going to be hurting as far as inside personnel are concerned.
No, you have Ryan Kreener who came on late in the year. Actually, earlier than that, but Kreener is a very capable player along with Garza, and you mentioned Nungy, who I think has benefited from a redshirt season. I've always liked Cordell Pemsel, maybe not for 30 minutes, but for a strong 20.
And can he stay healthy?
That's true. He's had a lot of injury problems. You've got Patrick McCaffrey coming in. You got C.J. Frederick coming off a redshirt season. There's a lot of players in this program. And how the pieces fit together is going to be very interesting without Tyler Cook.
Then you're missing Nicholas Baer as well next year, who was the Swiss Army knife guy, who did everything for this Iowa basketball team. He was the guy that would deflect passes, that would dive on the floor, that would cause havoc out there. And who is going to be that guy, the sixth man coming off the bench next year? Is it going to be maybe a Jack Nungy who steps into that role a little bit? And, you know, and Tyler Cook and Nicholas Baer each did things very, very well. Cook was a force when he got the ball on the block. Nobody could stop him. Tyler Cook's problem was he was the jump shot.
He stopped himself.
Exactly. Yeah. He had a few lapses where things just didn't go right and threw the ball away, etc. To get to the next level where he wants to be, Tyler Cook's got to learn that jump shot. We've been saying that for 3 years. And, you know, it just might be a situation that he's not. And at 6'7"-ish, 6'8", whatever the case may be, it's tough to play on the interior at the NBA level. So that's why I think Tyler might just be thinking Europe just to help his basketball career.
We've talked about how polarizing a figure, for whatever reason, Tyler Cook has become. And, you know, like him or not, he is that kind of guy because when he's on, man, he's really on. And when he's off,
exactly,
you know, misses, you know, chippies and free throws and this and that. The one thing I will always remember, and I think it's the best comment that I've ever heard about Tyler Cook, and it came from Michael Loss, Gazette sports columnist on this program. Should Tyler Cook ever have decided to leave the University of Iowa, 13 Big Ten teams would jump at the chance to have him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a true statement. And I think that's a statement that you can take to the bank about Tyler Cook. We've got some comments on the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line, and we always appreciate that. 7176, love Cook, but he's making a mistake. Hope he likes Europe or G League ball. Ryan from Walford, will we miss Tyler Cook? Yes. Can we be better without him? Yes. He was fun to watch for 3 years and was an essential block to building this program. I wish him nothing but success. 6936, I just don't see the upside of Cook leaving early. He has so much room for improvement. Lastly, I think that 8205, I think the reason that Tyler has become so polarizing is that he makes most of his mistakes when the game is on the line.
Well, he also gets the ball when the game's on the line, too. You got to think about that.
But there's those circumstances where he grabs a rebound emphatically and dribbles up the court and more times than not lost it.
Yeah.
Or made a poor decision.
Find a guard.
Yeah.
At that point. Tyler Cook, probably the most polarizing Hawkeye since a guy named Woodbury. Would you agree with that?
I think that's an interesting statement.
Maybe not as polarizing as Woodbury was. I mean, nobody in recent memory of Iowa basketball was as polarizing as Adam Woodbury. But Tyler Cook could be said to be number two in there.
In the Jake Rudock category.
319-366-1600. He will be missed. There's no doubt. Nicholas Bear is going to be missed in a big way, too, next year. But what Iowa has to replace them and coming back, really think that, the Hawkeyes will, I don't know if they're going to drop a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Now, that's a healthy pencil. That's Jack Nungy improving, like a Ryan Kreener improved from 18 to 19. What's going to happen with Patrick McCaffrey, who, by the way, will be a guest with Alex and Rob coming up later on during the 6 o'clock hour, I believe, today, during the big hour on their program. Mm-hmm. So hear from Patrick McCaffrey himself at that time. 319-366-1600. That's one side of the equation. The other side is in Ames, where Iowa State now, Wyler Babb graduates, Shayok graduates. You've got Wigington out, Horton Tucker out, Lard transferring. You've got the transfer from Colorado State coming in.
Prentice Nixon. Mm-hmm.
After sitting out. Iowa State's a different situation altogether. That's going to be a big change, and some people really, really need to step up next year for the Cyclones. A Condit, Solomon Young coming off. Missing a whole year with an injury. How's he going to play into the equation? He's going to get big-time minutes coming up next year.
What's the website address to the transfer portal? You can't call the transfer portal.
www.pleasehelpnow. By the way, news about the transfer portal today. The NCAA is looking at the transfer portal to try to make it a little bit harder for student-athletes to get into it. Basically, now you get into it if you have graduated and you still have a year of eligibility remaining. And then you can go into the transfer portal. And I don't know how it's going to be changed, but they are looking into possible said change. As the Sox 6-0 lead is now vanished.
A couple more comments on the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line, 1775. Let's lobby the NCAA to give Bear Cook's unused year of eligibility. Be nice, but as you know, 1775.
It's not the way
it doesn't
works.
Work that way.
Not the way it works.
4702, if any idiot calls in and says Iowa's better without Cook, tell them to keep their day job.
Wouldn't be the first time it was written this
Texter's
year.
Words, not mine.
Not been said, but it has been written in numerous places during the year. 319-366-1600.
I mean, almost buried in all this talk, and we didn't plan on dwelling on this a whole lot. It's Megan Gustafson. I'm AP National Player of the Year, and she has just been named the United States Basketball Writers Association National Player of the Year. She's going to be at the Final Four, I understand.
Yep.
And perhaps receive an award or two there. Man, oh, man.
Here's what.
That's something else.
Tell you what, and if you want to put this into a time capsule, you can. I know that I think Coach Dyer on Bill Fenley's staff yesterday took the picture and it was tweeted out. Bill Fenley retweeted it. Others have retweeted it as well. And something to the fact that this may never, you know, we wish it does, but this may be the one and only time this ever happens in state of Iowa history, where you had two national award-winning players of the year coming from the state of Iowa.
Yeah.
Winning awards yesterday. Megan Gustafson won, I believe, the Lisa Leslie Award as the top post in the country. And Bridget Carlton won the Cheryl Miller Award as the top, I believe, small forward in the country. And they were photographed with Leslie and Miller, Bill Fenley and Lisa Bluter, which you should have the picture anyway of Bill and Lisa smiling and in the same picture.
Talk about rarefied air.
because sometimes Bill and Lisa don't
I
actually
think they
see
were probably
eye to eye.
Standing next to each other.
No, they were
they?
Not. Okay. One was on one end, one was on the other end, but it was still in the same photograph. So, hey, you know. Good play brings people together like that. It's a kumbaya moment for everyone out there. But like the tweet said, this we hope it's not the only time it happens, but this might be the only time this ever happens as far as state of Iowa is concerned. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer from ESPN.com. We'll do that here in just a little bit, and we'll have your opportunity to pick up some Colonels tickets as well. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit as the Colonels will take on the Kane County Cougars coming up next week. And your opportunity to win some tickets will be coming up here in just a moment or two.
We mentioned the women's Final Four tonight, men's Final Four Saturday, and then Monday as well. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway, goes like this. What will be the national championship matchup on Monday night? Will it be Michigan State, Virginia? Michigan State, Auburn? Texas Tech, Virginia? Or Texas Tech, Auburn? Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I got all the correct responses there, right?
I believe you did.
Good. Didn't want to miss any. Didn't want to miss any. Got them all. We'll talk more about this and give our predictions here in just a little bit. By the way, you can check out how you are doing in the KGYM Bracket Challenge brought to you by I'm On Communications. You can do that at our website at KGYMRadio.com. Best of luck to everybody that still has an opportunity to win that $500 prize out there.
Write this down. Subject for another show, Scott. Ryan from Walford asking where Gustafson would rank all time among athletes at Iowa.
Ooh, very good question.
It takes in a lot of ground, a lot of category, a lot of sports, a lot of eras. But very interesting question, Ryan. Thank you.
Very interesting question. I know someone tweeted out, and this was just a spur of the moment deal with everything going on as far as Megan is concerned, that Iowa should consider naming the something at Carver Hawkeye Arena after Megan Gustafson.
I don't like that idea.
I don't either.
I don't think she would either.
It's not going to happen anyway.
I don't think she would either.
No. But, you know, worthy candidate, obviously. But, you know, and it goes back to Ryan's question. You know, you go back to 1980, Ronnie Lester could have had something named after him. Roy Marble, perhaps. All-time leading scorer for the men. At the University of Iowa. Obviously, Niall Kinnick has something named after him, but he's maybe in a different type of category as far as on and off the field.
I think a stadium is good enough for Nile.
Yeah, on and off the field is concerned. And to be honest with you, if Nile Kinnick was around right now and you could ask him, he would probably not be very happy the stadium is named after him, to be brutally honest with you. 324 here on the program. We're going to talk to Bob Herrig. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We've got the women's Final Four coming up tonight, Baylor and Oregon. And that'll be followed by UConn and Notre Dame, a good Final Four for the women. And that will be starting at about 6:10 with the tip-off of Game 1. We'll join it up at 7 o'clock. That will be on 107.5 and, no, I beg your pardon, on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. And then on 107.5 FM coming up tonight, it'll be the Twins and the Phillies. You looking forward to headed to see Bryce Harper?
I am. I don't particularly like interleague play, but I think it's, at least at this early juncture of the season, it will be a pretty good test for the Twins. They're off to a 4-1 start. An interleague game on the road, Bryce Harper, what, it's a good measuring stick, I think, at a minimum. But for all teams, I mean, there's 150 or more games to go. And I know a lot of Cub fans out there are wringing their hands and wondering what's going on at 1-5. And frankly, this is not a very good baseball team right now. But there's so much more to go. I mean, whether your team's doing well or not, don't get real excited. What's the score of the White Sox game?
6-6.
Okay.
6-6. Two outs, though, in the sixth inning after another home run out there.
God, I don't like that, Matt. I don't like that. 83-48. Wanted to know if you'd put her on their Mount Rushmore of Iowa players. I wanted to avoid that Mount Rushmore reference, but Matt brought it up.
There are a lot of wrestlers out there.
Yeah.
Olympic
gold medalists.
A lot of wrestlers, just a lot of good folks. Yeah, and this is what ESPN makes their money on, having this discussion each and every day. And if we get into the summer looking for a Friday topic, we may hit this.
You've written it down. Okay.
We may hit this. You know, where is Megan Gustafson? Who are your top athletes for Iowa? We got to go with Iowa State as well. Then we'll hit Co. Things like that. Mark's looking for votes on there. By the way, did you see St. Norbert is leaving the Midwest Conference?
I did not see that, no.
Yeah, St. Norbert's going to be leaving the Midwest Conference. So they will be left with an odd number in the conference that Cornell is in. So St. Norbert is headed off to a conference with a good number of Wisconsin schools, basically due to cost. A lot of cost to drive down to Illinois and to Grinnell and to Mount Vernon for those folks. All right. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk some golf. Masters is next week in Augusta as the world will get ready for the annual pilgrimage down there to Amen Corner. We're going to talk about that and other things PGA with our friend Bob Herrig, ESPN.com senior golf writer. We'll do that coming up here in just a moment. But we've got tickets to give away. We've done it all week, courtesy of the Colonels and all of us here at KGYM. We're going to take caller number 6. Alex is going to get your information, going to help us out here. 319-366-1600. Tickets to see the Colonels take on Kane County in a game next week. 319-366-1600. Alex will get your information, and best of luck to you. Back with more after this.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Come see this new affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
Prospect Meadows opens this May in the corridor. This brand new baseball and softball complex will provide local kids with new opportunities, host teams from around the Midwest, and offer real economic impact locally. It also features the only special needs field in our area. Be part of Prospect Meadows. For a limited time only, they're offering custom inscribed baseballs to be featured on their Rotary Donor Wall at the main entrance. Reserve yours this week at prospectmeadows.com. Proceeds from the donor wall will help complete this first-class complex and give all children a place to play.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Congratulations going out, I believe, to Donnie from Marion, Alex says. He's going to double-check for sure, but congratulations to him as he is going to go see some Colonels baseball. Back to talk with Bob Herrick here in just a moment.
After an off day, stop number two on this three-city trip continues with the Twins and the Philadelphia Phillies. Hi, this is Corey Provis. It'll be packed in Philly, 40,000 strong, and we hope you join us on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight, starting at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
People come up. 1607.5, 106.3 as we come your way here on a Friday edition of the program. Less than a week away from the beginning of the Masters for 2019, the first major in the 2019 PGA Tour schedule. And to join us to talk about that and preview it is Bob Herrick from ESPN.com, senior golf writer and Augusta lover like the rest of us. And Bob, it's the official start of spring, right, when everybody gathers at Augusta.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, and for a lot of the country that is still sort of dealing with some bad weather, it's another sign that, hopefully the good stuff is right around the corner. And you know, obviously it's the start of the golf year, and for a lot of people, even though as the PGA Tour season is at this point, we're already halfway through it the way they do it now. But in terms of the majors, it's the first one, and a lot of anticipation as usual.
Yeah, a lot of anticipation, and a good place to start is where you kind of you led to, and that is the new schedule. We've had the Players Championship last month in March. How has the new schedule been received, and how do you think it's gone so far?
Well, I think generally it's been really good. There's been a lot of positives about it, but what you're seeing is that it's very, very compact now at certain times of the year. At this point here, these last, you know, 6-8 weeks, just so many big tournaments in such a short amount of time, you know, starting with, if you go all the way back to Pebble Beach, then the next week was an L.A. Tigers tournament at Riviera, then a World Golf Championship event in Mexico. And then after the Honda Classic, which has been a pretty good tournament, you have Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer Players Championship, the Tour Signature event, the Valspar, and then another World Golf Championship event, and then 2 weeks later, the Masters. I mean, it's just a lot of big tournaments in a short amount of time that they've had to sort of cram in now, you know, because they moved the players back. You know, I think they need to take a look at it and consider down the road moving some of these big ones out. You know, it's just too much. And, you know, and it's going to be hectic towards the end, too. After the Open, after the British Open, you have a World Golf event in Memphis the very next week, you know, a six-hour time change, then 1 week, and then the three playoff events. So it really has some periods where there's a lot of golf being asked to be played to the top players.
It is, and of course, the big news this year, the newest event, the Women's Amateur coming, and which is actually going on as we speak. The final round, I believe, is going to be at Augusta National. And I guess the next logical step for the Masters folks, Augusta National Golf Club, to open things up as far as the women are concerned. How's that being received so far, and what do you think about it?
Well, it's interesting, you know, in all honesty, I think there's as much negativity about it as there is positiveness, because two things. One, it's being staged at the same time as the first women's major of the year, you know, the ANA Inspiration, which is long known as the Dinah Shore. It's going on at the same time, and while there's not a great amount of overlap, because that's, you know, a pro event, and the Augusta one is an amateur event, there are several amateur spots open in the first major, and some players had to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you turn down Augusta National, or how do you turn down a major? So there's that part of it. And then there's, you know, the notion of it's just one round at Augusta. They're playing all of the players, whether they made the cut or not, get to play a practice round at Augusta National, but then the final round, as you noted, is Saturday. And that's great, but again, it's just one round, you know, and I don't blame them for only having one. They have a lot of things they have to do to just to get ready for the Masters itself. So having a whole nother tournament the week before at Augusta National isn't an easy thing to pull off, and I don't think anybody's suggesting that. But, you know, it's a shame they haven't found a way to have a women's event another time away from the Masters. And, again, easy for me to say what they should do. It's their club, and you know, it takes a lot to put these things on. I think that would have been a better result. That said, the fact that they're doing it is really good. I mean, there's been a lot of good things that have come of this. The interest is very big. The players themselves are thrilled. I mean, it is the opportunity of a lifetime, obviously. You know, they are pulling out all the stops to do everything at the highest level like Augusta National always does. So from that standpoint, I think it's really good.
Bob, before we get more into the Masters, I want to ask you about last week and the match play. And there was a bit made of the Matt Kuchar-Sergio Garcia match. And, I mean, we all know that match play is a different animal. Explain what you saw and what you thought the reaction was.
Yeah, it's a great question, a great debate. To be honest, I don't think either guy comes out of this looking real good. You know, the bottom line is Sergio had a 2 or 3 4-inch putt that he should have just tapped in, whether it was given to him or not, and there's no problem. But in his anger or haste or whatever, he kind of went at it haphazardly. And he hit that ball before Kuchar really had a chance to do anything. You know, it all happened so fast. Where Kuchar looks bad, though, to me, is, again, now, this is all, first of all, it's all Sergio's fault. If you just tap that ball in, or you wait a second to look, make sure that he gives you the putt, which of course he's going to do. It's a tap in. Everything's fine. But where I had the issue with Kuchar was is he went to the rules official and told him I didn't give him that putt. But I don't want the hole to end that way. Well, at that point the rules official has no choice but to say sorry, you can't concede after the fact. And so he had to make a stand. Now I think a lot of people are suggesting or have suggested that the probably the proper thing for Kuchar to do there would have been to just head to the next tee and say, oh, yeah, of course I gave him that. Nobody's going to challenge him on that. Nobody's going to give him a hard time on that. The rules official wouldn't have been right there to hear whether he said it or not. And we all know that that was a tap-in, and the hole would have been halved, and they move on. He didn't do that. He there's a segment of people out there that think he was gaming the system a little bit because he knew what the answer was going to be. I would think a pro in that situation knows the answer. If you go to the rules official and tell him you didn't give it to him, but you want to give it to him, it's too late. So I think they both look kind of bad. I mean, I don't blame Kuchar for not giving him the next hole. You know, I think it was poor form of Sergio to ask him to do that.
Yes.
It looks very petty. You're the one who didn't knock it in. You know, you're the one who hit the ball. I think we've all, anybody who's played golf, even at, you know, the recreational level, when you're playing a match with somebody, you're playing out there, and you're expecting somebody to give you a putt, you're not expecting them to give it to you. If you go up to it and you hit it and you miss it, you know, you're going to wait to see if they say anything. And if they don't, then you kind of know that, okay, I'm going to have to make this. It's sort of understood. And these guys at that level should know that better than anyone.
Scott needs to give me more putts.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry about that, Mark.
Exactly.
Bob Herrick joining us from ESPN. And, Bob, going into the Masters, so many storylines. Good and bad, really. Players playing well, players not playing so well. Two of the guys not playing probably their best golf right now, but seem to get rejuvenated when they reach Augusta are our own Zach Johnson, and then Jordan Spieth is kind of in a little bit of a slump right now. And Augusta changes people. I know Zach hopes it changes him.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I mean, you know, Zach is, you know, he's kind of slowly but surely creeping backwards. You know, he's now 80-something in the world. He hasn't had a top 20 finish in 2019. You know, so he was seventh at RSM there in the fall, which is, you know, where he lives. It's a little disconcerting that his results aren't better. That doesn't mean that he can't turn it around there. As you said, that happens with a lot of guys. They get that spark. And so I would never put it past him. I think he needs the conditions to be difficult and, you know, on the colder side, like it was that year he won. And, if it's soft and warm, I don't think that bodes well for him. The temperatures as it sets up right now are supposed to be fairly nice, fairly benign. And there might be some rain. So, you know, I'm not sure that sets up that well for him. I think he likes it hard and fast and cold where, you know, the ball isn't flying so far and the advantages of the long hitters are negated a little bit. We'll see. It would be nice to see him get it turned around. He hasn't contended here for a while now. And as you noted, Jordan Spieth, you know, kind of the same thing. Jordan had that great round at the Masters last year, where, you know, if he birdies 18, as it turned out, would have shot 62 and tied Patrick Reed. As it was, he hit a bad drive on 18, still had a chance to save par, missed the putt, shot 64, which is still terrific, but finished two back and in third. And then his only other really good finish of the year was at the Open, where he was the third round leader and then didn't make a birdie the last day. And he's really struggled. He hasn't been in the top 30 this year. And he's talked a little bit about, you know, having some demons creep in there. You know, the swing has not been great. His putting was off last year. I think he put so much into it. All of a sudden now his swing isn't that good. He keeps talking a good game. He's preaching patience. He had some decent moments at the match play last week. He's playing Valero this week as we speak. Even though he missed the cut at the Players, he didn't seem all that concerned about it. But we'll see. You know, it's not that easy to just snap your fingers and have it. And he's had such a run here of struggles that you just wonder how much is he putting too much pressure on himself at this point.
Tiger Woods 14-1. Do you believe it?
Well, you know how that goes. Tiger is, it's always more about, you know, where are they getting the action? Tiger's going to always get a lot of people supporting him, which makes those odds, I think, better than they realistically are. You know, I would not for a minute be surprised if Tiger contended. But I don't think, you know, given his, you know, what he's done this year and just his, you know, his difficulty in winning another major since he won the last one, I don't think you would automatically put him in your top five or six or seven guys who could win it. That doesn't mean he can't. It's interesting. I think his, you know, his results going into the Masters last year were better than they are this year. But yet, I think he's far better equipped to win now than he was then. He's got way more game. He's hitting the ball nicely. His driver, he's got that figured out. He's got his distance. He's hitting his irons well. You know, the thing that's separating him is putting. You know, we saw miss that putt at the match play. I think he misread it. But he's had some putting struggles. You know, he putted poorly at Riviera and in Mexico. His putting stats are very mediocre. You know, they're not near the top at all. I mean, they're kind of middle of the road to poor. And that's not a place you want to go missing putts. Now, the good thing is, I think part of the problem he read some putts poorly in Austin is because he didn't know the greens that well. And Augusta, he has an advantage. He's got that experience. So the putting has been better in his last two tournaments. So hopefully that's a good sign for him. If you're going to have a problem, I think you'd rather it be the putting than the ball striking.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tiger's ball striking is pretty darn good at the moment. And if he can dial in his wedges, which has been a problem area, you know, the shorter the club, it seems, the more trouble he has hitting it close. If he can get that figured out, then I think, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise to see him in the mix.
Well, a couple value picks I see, and I don't mean to get in the betting end of it, Bob, but Tommy Fleetwood at 20-1, Paul Casey 30-1, and God, Francesco Molinari really hot at 30-1. What do you think?
Yeah, Molinari that high, 30-1. I mean, I just chalk that up to name recognition, you know, because again, when you go the other way, he should be much, his odds should be much lower than that or better than that.
Half of that,
I think. You know, for a guy who won the Open last year, playing in the final round with Tiger, by the way, had that great Ryder Cup, just had a pretty good run at the match play, won the Arnold Palmer. You know, that's there's been some pretty good golf from him. And, you know, for him to be discounted in that way is surprising to me. Fleetwood, not as much of a surprise. He's had trouble closing. He's been in position several times. He's not won now in over a year. A lot of high finishes, a lot of good golf, but not the victories. And, you know, Casey's the same thing. He's not – he won the Valspar, but he's not been known as a closer. It's hurt him at times. So, you know, I think those are some pretty good long shots. Obviously, those guys are playing well. You know, Casey had a good match play event also after winning the Valspar. So, yeah, you know, if you are talking betting, I kind of like those guys, but I like Molinari the best.
Mm.
Hey, we got about a minute here left, Bob. I like Dustin Johnson. I think it's going to be his year. He'd be my pick a week out anyway, and playing good golf again in 2019.
Give me John Rahm.
Yeah, I like Dustin Johnson also. You know, his results at Augusta haven't been great, but they've been better in the last few years. Of course, 2 years ago he missed with that kind of freaky injury the day before when he was in the best form of his life. But he's in pretty good form right now. You know, he had a great chance to win the Valspar and had a bad last day. He won in Mexico. And he's gotten a little bit better at Augusta. You know, it's so obvious, you would think. His length is so well suited for that place. He can make some putts, which is sort of the thing that holds him back. When he's putting well, he contends. So if he can make some putts there, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Well, Bob, look forward to all the great stuff that you'll put on ESPN.com from Augusta. Always enjoy talking golf with you, and We'll be jealous watching here from Iowa.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more after this here on the Gym Class in KGYM.
The Leaderboard is a brand-new sports bar in North Liberty with a passion for golf. Tee up in one of their five PGA-endorsed golf simulators featuring over 40 different courses. Watch sports year-round on the Leaderboard's 24K TVs. Play mini-golf, skee-ball, darts, pool, pinball, and classic arcade games, and enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7, too. Set up your tee time by calling 319-289-0152. The Leaderboard, 680 Mead Drive, corner of West Penn and 965 in North Liberty, where your next shot is your best shot.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
Winter is coming to the Seven Kingdoms. That's a legitimate fear, but you shouldn't fear freedom. No annual contract and no bulky hardware is something to celebrate. You don't have to fear cutting the cord and switching to DirecTV Now, especially since DirecTV Now Plus and Max packages include HBO at no extra charge. So you get all the best movies and original shows like Veep, and you can catch every episode of the final season of Game of Thrones premiering April 14th. Don't fear freedom. Get DirecTV Now. Compatible device required. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, thanks to Bob Herrig for joining us to get us in the mood for some golf. Going to be a great weekend. Get out and enjoy it. We got Final Four action tonight with the women. Final Four men coming up tomorrow at 2:30. We got racing and some baseball coming up this weekend as well. Check it out at kgynradio.com, where you can read about our upcoming sports schedule. You'll also read about our Athlete of the Week for this week. It is brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa. And this week, we get into the spring sports. We honor Cam Jones of Cedar Rapids Kennedy Boys Track and Field, as he has already qualified for the Drake Relay. So he will see Blake Bolden and everybody over there in a few weeks. He leads the state right now in the discus with a throw of over 175 feet. Going to run track. Actually going to be a field competitor on the track and field team for UNI coming up starting next year. And not a bad linebacker, too.
Nope.
For Brian White and the Kennedy football team. So congratulations going out to Cam Jones. All right, we've got the Final Four tomorrow for the men. And that is the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast, behind the Taco John's, next to the Home Depot.
What will be the national championship matchup on Monday night? Will it be Texas Tech and Auburn? Texas Tech and Virginia? Michigan State and Auburn? Or Michigan State and Virginia? Go ahead and vote, kgymradio.com.
What do you think? What do you think out there? Real quick, your predictions.
It's really hard to bet against Tom Izzo.
But Texas Tech plays. But this is going to be a defensive marvel tomorrow.
Michigan State has seen everything. I'm going to ride Izzo and Cassius Winston. And I'm going to take a Michigan State-Virginia matchup.
I am too. I'm going to go Michigan State-Virginia. I think Auburn, they played very, very well without one of their top players, but that was, I think, more of a emotional type thing mm-hmm. on that particular day. Hey, Bruce Pearl couldn't he wheeled him out in the second half, and yes, that was planned, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know about that and how Bruce Pearl operates, but that's fine. That's okay. Anything to motivate your team. I'm okay with it. I don't know what he's going to do this time to motivate the team, but I think Virginia is just a little bit too much. Mm. So I'm with you. I think it's going to be Virginia against Michigan State. So we'll see. But I think Texas Tech is going to give Michigan State a real push. Really think that is going to be
I think it's
going
to be two terrific games. I'm very much looking forward to taking them in. And I'm going to check in on the women tonight as well, either listening or watching, maybe both.
We'll have them both those games. We'll join up with the first game on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM coming up this evening. Did you see, and I know Alex is going to talk a little bit about this when he and Rob Howe come on at 4 o'clock, but the one of the top players for Virginia, Kyle Guy, getting married. Congratulations to him, by the way. But had to take their registry off because it violated NCAA rules.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Seriously. Because it violated NCAA rules.
It has nothing
rules.
To do with him as a basketball player.
I'm just reporting what I know. And he was grilled about it by some folks there. And like I said, there's going to be more about it on Alex and Rob's show coming up here in just a little bit.
On the show as well, Patrick McCaffrey, Iowa basketball recruit, and Akram Wadley, former Iowa running back. Looking forward to that in his views of the AAF folder.
Yes, and it's not going to look well, I think, for the Alliance of American Football. We'll take a break, come back. We'll find out what's on their show and wrap things up after this.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. Make sure your next deck is built with Trex. Visit Trex.com to order samples.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
Back to wrap things up here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll be back with you coming up on Monday. Mike Colas will join us, and we will talk about the national championship matchup coming up in Minneapolis. Interestingly enough, how things go full circle, Mark, the very first show, sports talk show locally, back downtown at KCRG at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Before you were there and on the show, was Michael Oss was the first guest, and it was the day of the Final Four in Minneapolis.
So it's some sort of anniversary.
Things come around like that. Yeah. Isn't that very interesting? So we will recreate history. Mike won't be in Minneapolis, though. He was in Minneapolis because Arizona was playing at that time, if you remember, with Mr. Wessel up there. So it's been a long
Justin
time.
Justin Wessel, yeah.
Justin Wessel.
Former Mr. Basketball in Iowa.
Former Prairie Hawk out there. So, yeah, interesting how things go full circle like that. But that'll be coming up on Monday. Like you mentioned, Alex and Rob got a really good show coming up. They're going to talk about the wedding registry of Kyle Guy, Akram Wadley, Patrick McCaffrey. Jack Dom will be joining them as well to talk a little baseball coming up. That will be from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Twins and the Phillies will join up on 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with the Women's Final Four at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. All right.
Have a great weekend. See you in the first tee.
I'll see you in the first tee. Maybe the practice green. Okay. Might need to hit a putter, too. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.